Wednesday, 4th of October, Yudal Tishri Ev Sukkos, Rabbi Jeremy Golka, the real Simcha of Sukkos.
Okay, good morning. Rishus Avi Meiri. I'd like to share with you this morning a very beautiful idea, a very beautiful approach regarding Sukkos, which I've heard from three different sources. I've put together various ideas I've heard from Rabbi Pinchas Roberts and Rabbi Shua Hartman and Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein. And my role in this is just to put it all together, the different questions I've heard. But what we're going to do in the short time that we have, Miss Hashem, is to ask 10 questions. We'll do it in the time, we won't go over Miss Hashem. 10 questions on Sukkos. And with one short mahalach, one idea of the Vilna Gaon, we'll be able to answer all 10 questions. I heard about Rishal Reisman recently on a tape, a CD or whatever, and he said that, he's a Litvish Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva of Torah V'Das, so he's not necessarily Hasidically inclined. And he was talking about various mofsim of various rebbes, and he says it doesn't really do it for him. But, he says, you give him a Shver Rambam, and there's five strong kashas on the Rambam, and Reb Chaim Brisk comes along with one mahalach, he answers all five questions, he goes, that's a mofus. That's a mofus. So I don't know if this is a mofus, one mahalach of the Gaon, to answer all 10 questions, but they're good questions, and it's a very interesting topic. Okay, the first question is the famous question of the Tur. The Tur asks that tonight, in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to be enjoying Sukkos. But if you think about it, the Torah says it's the wrong time of year. What exactly are we celebrating, are we commemorating on Sukkos? The Gemara says, Machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, either we are commemorating the Anane convent, or the Anane Mamish.
Sukkos Mamish.
Sukkos Mamish. So either way, when did we actually experience this? As soon as we came out of Mitzrayim. So surely we should be celebrating Sukkos at the very beginning of soon after Pesach time. So if you think about it, we should be having our matzah and our morah and our balut kosher singing manishchana in a sukkah.
On a Pesach, you should
be. Yeah.
Zeru Shabbat, that's
off. Yeah, exactly. So it should all be on the same night. So why isn't it? If you take a look at the first box in the handout, Rabbi Yisai, let's see the Torah inside. Yeah. So it says the Torah. V'af al pi. Now the Tur gives his famous answer. The Tur says it's worth doing, although this is not the answer we're going to present, but it's, if we've got the Tur, let's have a look at it inside. Lefi says the Tur, because in the springtime, soon after in April time when we enjoy Pesach, the derech kolodim lasos sukkah itself. That's when people, certainly in the warmer climates, that's when you leave your homes, you get out the barbecue, and you start setting up for the summer months. It wouldn't be very clear and recognizable that we're doing it l'shem shemayim. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do it in the beginning of the autumn, in the seventh month, in the beginning of the rainy season. Then you put your barbecue away and you come back into your home. And we're going the other way. Okay. But either way, the first question is, why are we commemorating Sukkos in the autumn? We should be commemorating it in the spring. The famous question of the Torah. The second question is this. If we are indeed commemorating Sukkos, we're commemorating either the Sukkos Mamish or the Anne Kovot. Again, those are the key components of our travels in the Midbar. There are two other aspects, two other nisim that we enjoyed, that we experienced in the Midbar, that we should also commemorate. What were they? What were the two other things that we, the two nisim, the mon and the be'er? Yeah, the mon, to provide food for millions of people, and to provide water for millions of people, that's also a nis. So why is it that come Sukkos, we commemorate the Sukkos Mamish, or the Unnekova, the protection we had in the Midbar, but we forget about the other two? Why don't we have a Yontov commemorating the Mon? Why don't we have a Yontov commemorating the Be'er? That's the second question. Now, the third question, very interesting question. The Mishnah in Sukkah tells us, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, if you've got it in the second box on the handout, the Mishnah says, Yardu Geshamim, if rain, if it falls on Yom Tov, on Sukkos, Me'emosai Muta Lefanos, when you're allowed to leave the Sukkah. And the Mishnah answers, Mishnah Tisrach HaMikvah, when the food becomes spoiled. Yeah, you're sitting there having your chicken soup tonight, and you think, hey, this is not as warm as normal, and this is not as chicken-y as normal.
Not tonight.
Why?
Because tonight's not
going to
rain.
Tonight's not going to rain, you're right. Lu Yatsur, yeah? And you're sitting there, and you realize that the rain is coming in, and the food is getting spoiled. Then you're allowed to leave. That's what the Mishnah says. Fine. Then the Mishnah goes and gives a moshel. Yeah, the famous moshel. Moshel, moshel, lemah dova doyme, le'evet shebo limzo kois l'rabu. An evet comes in to pour water, to pour wine for his Rebbe. Limzo is loshen of dilute. Because in those days the wine was very strong, and the Eved would come in with water and would pour it to dilute the Odoin's wine. V'shofach le'kitten al-ponot, and the Gemara explains that it's talking about the Odoin. The Odoin takes the flask of water and he throws it back at the Eved. Now, the question is this. The question is, Chazal define rain on Sukkos as like a simon ra. Why? If you think about it, what exactly is unique about Sukkos that it's a simon ra? For example, yeah, imagine a person, Rachman Lissan, has to have a serious operation. So he's going to be out of action for a few days. You know, he's going to be unconscious in intensive care for a number of days. Now, clearly, he can't put on tefillin during that time. Do you say that it's a simon ra? You don't. The way we term it, the way we look at it, is something with the way the phrase is, onus Rachman apatre. That the Torah, honest, the guy is, he can't help it, it's an accident. Honest Rachman Apatre.
Creating the honest, why make it rain?
Yeah, why do we say when it comes to Sukkos that it's a simon ra? We don't say that in any other situation. For example, yeah, you hear Holocaust stories. The person is hiding in the Warsaw ghetto and he couldn't have matzahs. He's sitting hiding in a bunker and he can't perform the mitzvah of matzah. Or any type of situation where a person is in a situation where he can't perform it. So you say honest Rachman Apatre, he's exempt. You don't say it's a simon ra. Why is it the guy sitting in the sukkah and it's raining and he can't sit in the sukkah, all of a sudden we say it's a simon ra? Just say honest Rachman Apatre. That's the third question. Okay. Fourth question is, as we know, tonight Sukkos is man simchoseinu. It says man simchoseinu. What's the simcha? The simcha is l'chera, simcha siyanta. So, and the Gaon, I think, used to say, the Simchas Yontov was one of the hardest mitzvahs that he ever had to keep. Why? Because, you know, tonight, you're standing at Kiddush in the Sukkah, you know, you've got to press the button, I'm now happy. How do you do that? How do you get... So the Gemara says, well, it depends. For men, it's very easy. Yeah, feed us, right? Meat and wine. Women, you've got to go out, and you've got to buy dresses. Rabbi said, there's still time. Or you buy jewelry. And I went last night and I bought my wife something. I haven't given her yet, but don't tell her yet if you see it. That machine you put in the money. Jewelry. Now, what about children? So children also, the Gemara says, egoizim ukloyes. Yeah, you buy them nuts or thing. Now, I suggest if you were to buy a little bag of pearl barley, for your kids, it wouldn't do it. So you buy a bag of nush, and I do it also. I've already got it back in my car.
I haven't put them together yet. But you buy each child, I give them a packet before every Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, a little nash bag, right? And you get, and they get the simcha, and they're very happy. Bekitzer, you've got to facilitate that Simchas Yom Tov. But that is true, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So why is Sukkot called Zman Simchoseinu, Pesach and Sukkot, and Shavuos as well? Why is Pesach Zman Chereseinu? Why is Shavuos the Simcha is true for Pesach and Shavuos? What's unique about Sukkot Zman Simchoseinu? That's the fourth question. The fifth question, a very, very beautiful question. It's a famous question. And that is this. We know that the rule is, when it comes to women and mitzvahs, women are potter from mitzvahs aseh she'azman groma. Any time-bound positive mitzvahs, women are exempt. Okay, and therefore, a couple of weeks ago, Rosh Hashanah, women did not have to hear the shofar. They took it upon themselves to hear the shofar. But we know they're potter, but they took it upon themselves. And so too, for example, for Dalet Kosis. Yeah, all our ladies, they all have Dalet Kosis. So they, but why? So the Gemara says, take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Ches, in the fourth box down, just after paragraph 5. The Gemara says, Vomer Rishu ben Levi, Noshim Chayovas Ba'arba Kosis. She'af hein hoi bo'isame. Says the Rashbam there, sorry, says Tosfos, Ve'ilav ha'taima, were not for that reason of af hein hoi bo'isame, lo hoi chayovas. They wouldn't be mechuyiv in Arba Kosis. Mishum de Noshim Paturism, it's a say Shazman Groma. Af al gav, the Arba Kosis, Drabonim came the rice of Tikkun, etc., etc. Now, what's the af hein hoi bo'isame? So interestingly, Tosfos says that the Rashbam says af hein hoi bo'isame, sha'al yodom nigolu. But it happened through them. Bischus noshim sitkonias nigolu avisinim mitzrayim. Fine, and so too v'chein the Megillah. They take on, they listen to the Megillah. It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah drabonon. Shazman grama. I haven't got a chiyuv to hear Megillah today. Come pur, I've got to hear it. But because af hein hoyu bois hanes al yidei Esther, says the Rashbam, she was the one who facilitated it. So too, they women have taken upon themselves af hein hoyu bois hanes. V'chanukah al yidei Yehudis. And the Tosfos is not happy with that, because af hein hoyu bois hanes means, in addition, they were also involved. But if pshat of the Rashbam is correct, that it was through them that it happened, you don't use the lashon of af. They were af hein hoyu, they were also like an adjunct. Doesn't make sense. So the Tosfos says, it gives a different pshat. They were also involved, af hein hoyu bois sofik. In other words, the gezeira was against them as well. The hashmid laharugal abed was against the women as well. So therefore, and so too, in Mitzrayim as well, Dalet Kosis, they also came out of Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, why don't we say when it comes to sukkahs, they should also sit in the sukkah? And women don't do that when it's very cold outside. And you know, we wrap up and we open the sukkah and we put our coat on and we go outside. Women don't do that. Women sit happily inside. Yeah, of course we try and make sure that the women sit at the sukkah. But, you know, we've got a sukkah, which is brush, a nice indoor sukkah, and it goes through into the dining room. And if we've got if it's just a smaller crowd, then we can all get in the sukkah. But if it's a slightly bigger crowd, then of course the men sit in the sukkah, and the women will sit on the path, which is beyond the sukkah. Well, that's what we all do. But why don't women take it on in the same way as Dalet Kosis? Why? The afhein hoi bois hanes. Okay. So far, five questions. Okay, so let's chazer. What's the first question? The first question is why the tour. The tour's question, why are we celebrating it tonight? We should have been sitting in the sukkah in Nissan. Number two, why are we commemorating Dafka, the sukkah's mamish, or the Amnei Kovet? Why do we have a yontah especially for the Be'er and a yontah for the Mon? The third question was what? The third question, why is it a Simon Ra? Why didn't you say Onus Rachman Apatre? The fourth question was, why is Masih Hoseinu? And the fifth question is, why aren't women obligated in the mitzvah? Af hein hoyu bois hanes, they should also take upon themselves like they do with all the other situations. Okay, the sixth question is a very geschmack question. If you look at the bottom box, we experienced this last Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur. U'mitzvah l'sakein ha'sukah, says the Rama in Simon Tov Resh Chof Hei, miyad l'achay Yom Kippur. Straight after Yom Kippur, we build the sukkah. The mitzvah ba'al yod ayach mitzena, says the Rama, quoting the Maharal. So therefore, last Motzei Shabbos, I made Havdalah, came home, and I'm sure like many other people in the room here, I was wearing my kittel, and I still made Havdalah, and then my wife and the children washed, and they would eat straight after break their fast. But before I washed, I just for 30 seconds, I stood on the chair and I opened the shutter to start the preparation of building the sukkah. Now, that's the why. It's because the mitzvah bol yod al yachmitzena. You're now in the sukkah zone. Fine. However, when it comes to arba minim, although there's a bit of debate about it, the mainstream, I think, approach is that when do you buy your arba minim, preferably, when's the ideal time to buy it? Before Yom Kippur. Why did you buy your arba minim before Yom Kippur?
Who says that?
It's Mishnah Berurah. I think it's the Mishnah Berurah. I was trying to find the Megillah, but that's the mainstream approach. That you buy your arba minim. I didn't. I bought my arba minim 2 nights ago.
Well, yeah. Where's the Megillah?
I haven't got a Megillah. Okay. I must say, I looked around for it. I saw it once in the Mishnah Berurah, but I couldn't find it. I looked for it. I asked around. I couldn't find it. But there's a lot of discussion about when is the best time to do it.
Sorry.
But the consensus seems to be that you do it before Yom Kippur. Now, what's the svara for that? What's the svara that you should buy your arba minim before Yom Kippur?
More mitzvah,
right? You're trying to put more on the scales, you know, chaperon, trying to get as many mitzvahs as you can before Yom Kippur. Rabbi, so I'll ask you a question. If it's so important to get more merit before Yom Kippur, so build your sukkah before Yom Kippur. What's the svara? The svara is that before Yom what's the pshat that it's more merit? You're going out to buy arba minim, and you're checking, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you're spending a lot of money on this, and you're checking, and it takes time, and you're mahadar in mitzvahs. That's a tremendous sukkus. So sukkah as well. And if you want to tell me al yachmitzena, then I've got a good idea. Why don't you do it the other way around? You know, maybe you should straight after Yom Kippur have something to eat and then go buy your arba minim.
Because day and wise, the subject is in Manchester, he's the foot of a huge sukkah.
Yeah.
And his son invariably got a letter from the council.
Yeah, 7 days.
That he must take it down with 7 days, to which he replied, we certainly will.
Exactly well. Okay, good. But that's the kasha. The sixth kasha is Rabbosai. Why arba minim before Yom Kippur and sukkah afterwards? The sixth question. The seventh question is this. Turning over the page, the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Gimel Amud Aleph says this. Yesh mehen oimer. It's talking about the Simchas Pesach HaShoeva. And the Gemara says there was a special song that was sung, and it gives you the words of the song. And who sung this song? Elu Baalei Tshuva. A special song that the Baalei Tshuva sang in the Beis Hamikdash in the Simchas Pesach HaShoeva. What is that all about? Question number eight. Interesting question. The Torah talks about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot 5 times. Now, on each of the 5 occasions the Torah talks about Pesach, it talks about the mitzvah of matzah. It's intrinsically linked to Pesach. Shavuos, it talks about Bikurim. But when it comes to talking about Sukkot, it only mentions the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah once. And even then, Pashas Emor, and even then, it's sort of a PS, it's like a postscript. So why is it, when it comes to Pesach, 5 out of 5, we link Pesach and Matzah. 5 out of 5, Shavuos and Bikurim. But when it comes to Sukkos, we only talk about the Sukkah 1 out of 5. What's going on? Question number 9, we're nearly there. Question number 9, famous Machlekes, tomorrow in Sukkah Yudalef on the base. Well, the one I mentioned already, keep a Sukkah, Yashavtes B'nei Yisrael, Amnei Kovet Hoi, Divi Rebbe Eliezer. The Gemara says, Rebbe Eliezer says they were Amnei Kovet, Rebbe Kiva, Omer, Sukkos Mamash. They were actual Sukkos. What is pshat in this machlekes? What is that all about? 2 aspects. What is that about? And lastly, an interesting question. When it comes to the musaf, when it comes to the karbonos they use for the musaf offerings in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Yom Tovim there were always 7 animals. But when it comes to sukkos, the pasuk says, you can see it's highlighted in the bottom box, kvasim b'nei shana arba, so 14. Why is it when it comes to the musaf of sukkos there are 14 and all the other Yom Tovim there are 7? Rabbosai, very, very quickly, let's chazal the 10 questions. 10 questions, one answer, like a bowling ball is going to come along and strike out the ten skittles. One, question number one, what was this first question? The first question was the Torah's kasha. The second question is, why are we commemorating the Sukkos and not the Be'er and not the Mon? Question number 3, why is Sukkos a Simen Ra? Why don't we just say Onos Rachmona Patre? Question number 4, why is it Zman Simchoseinu? Yeah, question number 5. Why women are not mechuyev? Why don't they take it upon themselves? Afein hori bois anes, as it were. Number 6. Why do we say the arba minim before Yom Kippur and the sukkahs straight after Yom Kippur? Number 7. Why is there this special song for the Baalei Tshuva? What's that about? Number 8. Why is it when the Torah refers to the Yom Tovim, the Shana Shogalim, 5 out of 5 is Pesach, we mentioned Matzah. 5 out of 5, Shavuos, you mentioned Bikurim, but 1 out of 5, you mentioned Sukkah. Question number 9 is, what is the Machlekes, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shua, Rebbe Kiva, about Sukkos Mamish, Amnikovit, etc. And number 10, finally, why there are 14 Musaf offerings on Pesach, sorry, on Sukkos, and only 7 on the other Yom Tovim. Now, the Vilna Gaon says this. The Vilna Gaon says something fascinating. It's quite a well-known idea, but you'll see that I think it changes everything. A bit of background. Let's just remind ourselves some Jewish history. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan Pesach. 7 weeks later, on Zion Sivan, they get the Torah, Shavuos. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu then goes up on Har Sinai and gets the Torah. It takes 40 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him Torah Shebaal Peh, 40 days and 40 nights. He comes down. On which date? On Shiva Subatamas. He sees Klal Yisrael running around the Igla Zohav. He breaks the Luchos. He then goes up for a second lot of 40 days. He comes down the next day. He goes up for a second lot of 40 days where he appeases HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's a third lot of 40 days because that takes us to Rosh Chodesh Elul. From Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur where he gets the Luchos Shnius. Okay? And then on Yom Kippur itself Hashem says Solachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is on Har Sinai 3 lots of 40 days. That takes us to Yom Kippur. Now, on Yom Kippur, Hashem says Solachti, Chazal say, and this is a Gaon in Shir HaShirim Perek Aleph Posuk Dalet, the Gaon says that the next day Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he tells Klal Yisrael that we're going to start a collection, we're going to build a Mishkan. And on the day 12 and day 13 of Tishri, he starts collecting money. On day 14 he counts the money. And on day 15, they start building. And once they start building, the Amnei Kovod come back. Because when they disappear, the Amnei Kovod went away straight after the Chet of the Ego. What we are celebrating on Sukkos is the return of the Amnei Kovod to the Machane Israel, to the Mishkan. And it's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted our Shuva. That is really what Sukkos is all about. We are commemorating the fact that the Amnei Kovod came back to the Mishkan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur. Now, with that, we can answer all 10 questions. Let's think about it. The first question was, why are we celebrating it now in Tishri and not in this? And the answer is, because we're not stumped commemorating a miracle that took place in the Midbar, we're commemorating the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our Tshuva after Yom Kippur. And the Amnei Kovod came back. So therefore, it's why you're explaining it now. The second question is, why are we commemorating the Anonim and not the other miracles in the Midbar? Because we're not stumped commemorating miracles that took place in the Midbar.
Yeah.
We're commemorating the fact that the Amnei Kovod came back to Klal Yisrael. The third question is, why is it a Siman Ra? The answer is, because if it rains on Sukkos, then it's a sign that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want our children. That's the Moshul. That as it were, that what does it mean, Mazik? An Evet comes along and dilutes the wine. Wine is din, water is chesed. It's diluting the judgment. The Sukkos is meant to dilute it, it's meant to accept our tshuva. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it rain on Sukkos, that's a sign he doesn't want that. He doesn't want that relationship. That's why it's a Siman Ra. That's why it's more than just honest Rachmana Patri. The fourth question was, why is Sukkos Dafka Zman Simchaseinu? There's Simchas Yontef on Pesach and on Shavuos as well. The Teretz is because it's the Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the relationship. He wants to connect again. He was Mekabel the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael. The Amnei Kovod come back. How does it answer the sixth question of Bosai? Why is it that you buy your Arba Minim ideally before Yom Kippur and Sukkos afterwards? The answer is this. Because it's not Shaykh Sukkos before Yom Kippur. The whole purpose of Sukkos is a consequence of Yom Kippur. You've been through Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel, the Tshuva of Yom Kippur. Beautiful. What about Lulav before? Because of the Svara we said. You need as many Zechuyos as possible before Yom Kippur. So what do? You daven, you say Tehillim, you learn, you give Stokka, etc., etc. You also buy your Arba Minim. But Sukkos is only Shayach, is only possible, it only makes sense after Yom Kippur. What was number 7? Question number 7 was, why is there a special song for Baalei Tshuva based on English on Silfis River? Because that's the whole point of Sukkos. Sukkos is the theme is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel Al Tshuva. So you make a special song for Baalei Tshuva. Question number 8. This is interesting. Why is it only 1 out of 5 for the Psukim? The point is this. There are 2 aspects to Sukkos. Of course, There's the aspect we've just spoken about. There's the tshuva, there's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Amnei Kavod return, he wants the relationship, he's accepted on tshuva. Fine. There is, of course, the other aspect. And that is the Sukkos. It's Chag HaOsif. It's the time to gather in all your crop. We were away in the summer, and we had this cottage on the edge of a farm, and we see they're getting ready. Yeah, the crop has grown throughout the spring and the summer, and they're getting ready to start harvesting. So the Sukkos is the end of the harvest season. Now, as the Rashbam says, and others explain famously, that you bring in your crop, and your warehouses are full. The temptation of Koichi Vayitzim Yodi is that it's my effort that did this. So straight away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, not so fast. You go out to your sukkah, leave the firm walls of your home, and remember who actually is the boss. Remember who gave you this bounty. That's the idea of sukkahs. And you sit there in the sukkahs. So of course, there is that aspect of it. So there are two aspects to sukkahs. One is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel our tshuva. And number two is the harvest to recognize where all the gifts that we have in life come from. Therefore, when it comes to Pesach, Matzahs is what it's all about. You link that. That's intrinsically linked with the Chag of Pesach. So too Shavuos and Bikurim. But on Sukkos, there are two aspects to Sukkos. There is the Tshuva, which is represented by the Sukkos itself, and there is the agricultural aspect of Sukkos. So therefore, it's mentioned one out of five Sukkim, and the other times you mention the other aspects, the agricultural aspects. And that explains in question number 9, the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, i.e., one says Amnei Kavod, one says Sukkos Mamish. Because the Amnei Kavod represents the aspect of Sukkos, which is that the Amnei Kavod came back, and the Sukkos Mamish reflects the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after you, he protects us. And we came in the Midbar, he gave us the ability to cope in the Midbar for 40 years. And that also explains the final question, why 14 Karbonos on Musaf? The Teretz is because on the other Yom Tovim, whatever the Yontif is, Pesach Shavuos, you have 7 Karbonos. But on Sukkos, there are two aspects to Sukkos. There is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekabel our Tshuva, and there is the agricultural aspect of it. And therefore, it's a double offering. You have one set of Karbonos from each Musaf. So that explains one Mahalach explains all 10 questions. And that's why, if you look at the end, take a look at this. This is beautiful. The last well-known idea is, this is the Pirush of the Siach Yitzchok on the Siddur of the Gaon. The last box on the page. Atza b'chartonu, one of the Yontif Tfilas. Atza b'chartonu says the Gaon ze Pesach. Shem nivcha am Yisrael goy mikerev goy. What does it mean? You've chosen us. You've chosen us. That's Pesach. Ohavta isanu says the Gaon ze Shavuos. Shem machmas mos alon res terosoy v'chol soydes habriya. That's Shavuos. He's given us the Torah and all the secrets of creation. V'rotzi sobanu ze Sukkos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted our tshuva. He wants the relationship. The Amnei Kavod come back. The focus, the point therefore of Sukkos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted our tshuva. He wants the relationship. And therefore that answers all these questions. A very beautiful idea. And I wish you all a very good Yom Kippur.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.